Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Succession is a major concern for farmers. Almost half of them say they've yet to identify who's going to take over the business. The figures released in IFAC's Irish Farm Report also show that one in three farmers don't know if they have enough cash flow to pay the bills for the next 6 months. And Philip O'Connor is the head of farm supports at IFAC, and he joins me on the line. Hello, Philip.
Morning, Claire. Thank you very much for having me on.
Great to talk to you. Now, we know farms aren't just a livelihood. They are that, and that's a very important element of it. But they're a home, too, for up to three generations in some cases. But your figures are really stark on this. Like, almost half of farm families have yet to identify a successor. But so many more, up to over 90%, say that there are challenges when it comes to succession.
We've been doing this survey for 6 years, and the succession stats have always been we've been following this trend, and it's always been a problem for farmers in looking at succession and what to do and how to do it. And the biggest trend that came out in it, and it's always been a high stat, and it's again high this year, is 25% question the viability of the farm as an inhibitor to succession. And as you mentioned there in your intro, there's farmers out there with three generations on the one farm. So there's significant financial contribution to provide for those three families. So it's always a tough area. In IFAC, we always try to get our clients to come in early and talk to us about this and look at that. There's a stat there in our report there that one in three farmers don't have a pension, and that's something that we always try to address with our clients in IFAC. Mm-hmm. So when you do get that succession topic, that the viability, what the farm makes in itself is not the only source of income, that there's a pension there for the parents who may be retiring or stepping back. So it is a tough topic.
But Philip, the viability of the farm and the amount of money that the farm brings in, that is one of the major factors, isn't it, when it comes to succession? Because you'll have a younger generation looking at what their parents did and saying, well, look, I'm probably going to go to college or university and get a better life for myself outside of the land.
It is, but farming is a fantastic lifestyle, and we saw that through in COVID. People have been able to work from home and come back into rural Ireland to work again. Like, but it has to be able to work for both. Like, so, like, there's a high percentage of farmers in this country who are part-time farmers. So they work in business, they commute into cities, they work from home and distance, and they work in the farm. But the farm still has to be viable. It still is a business. It mightn't be the main contributor to the family income, but it is a contributor to the farm income. So it does still have to be a viable enterprise for people to be attracted to work on the farm.
That is hard, though, that lifestyle, isn't it? Having a full-time job outside and then coming home on the dark, mucky evening and out into the sheds or the fields.
It is. It's a challenging lifestyle. Like, I mean, last year was particularly challenging lifestyle for. But look, I mean, it's farming is a fantastic career. It's great. It's a career that I have. It's a career that many people I work with have. But it does have a challenge. Every sector has its challenge. I mean, like you stated earlier on about cash flow and farmers, do they have enough cash to run the business? So it does have its issues and does have its problems. But it is a great lifestyle. It's massively important to the rural Ireland. Like, there's 130,000 farmers out there, and they're contributing. They're going to the local shop. They're going to the local co-op. They're involved in the local community. So it is vital to rural Ireland that our farmers are financially viable and in a good place.
Now, let's talk about the cash flow issues. So input costs have all gone up, haven't they? Price of land, the machinery, the labour, the animals. How is that impacting the farmers you've been surveying?
Well, look, all sectors have had this concern from any business to anybody going down to the local shop, and farmers are no different. And I suppose the key ones that have really hit farmers in the last year or so have been the fertiliser, the feed and the energy costs. So, like, I mean, 66% of the farmers in the survey had these concerns. And that fed back into then farmers who stated on our survey that one in three were unsure if they had enough cash flow. And that was a slightly worrying stat, like, because when we kind of had a further question onto that about do you budget and do you financial plan, and one in four said no. In IFAC, we always try to get our clients in and look at their figures early, look at their accounts early, and to budget forward, to look forward to see, well, where do you see the figures going next year, and what if we had a bad spring and animals had to be kept in longer, or what if we had a mini drought over the summer and you to buy in feed. Or so we always look at stressing those financial plans to cover those concerns. What if the price of feed went up? So it's to allow the farmers then to financially manage those pitfalls and to see where those stress points are. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they don't have that uncertainty of, well, do I have enough cash to run the business for the next 6 months?
We had Francie Gorman in from the IFA last week, and I was talking to him about the challenge of environmental sustainability. Is that a big concern for farmers when it comes to the financial impact that it might have?
The financial or environmental sustainability is very important to farmers, and it's something we look at with our farmers. And we look at it on a case-by-case basis. So when we're sitting down with our farmers, we're inside the farm gate with them, we're looking at, well, there's change of regulation, so the organic nitrogen moving from 250 to 220, we will look at that with our farmer and goes, well, what does that mean to your farm? Does that mean that you need to increase slurry storage? Does it mean you maybe need to reduce your stocking rate? Does it mean you need to do something else? But again, we look at it from Arifac's point of view, which is a professional services company, we look at it through the lens of finances and how is that going to impact your farm and what is the best decision for you and your farm. But it's very individualistic to each farm.
Philip, we'll leave it there for now, but thanks for talking to us. Philip O'Connor there from Arifac. We'll take a quick break.